everybody. Welcome to another wonderful episode of Shoal Sports Talk. Glad to have all of you back here listening with us. In case you were wondering, yes, we will be talking about one topic tonight.
The only topic that matters right now.
Yeah. And that's, of course, the BCS crazy madness that's gone on. You know, who deserves what? Who got cheated? If they got cheated, whatever you want to call it. My Oklahoma Staters, the Cowboys, who I've called for the past 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, all season.
Get to the ship. Beat Oklahoma. I will say this, though. My call in the Oklahoma game was dead on.
I really didn't think they'd do it. I didn't think Oklahoma would lay an egg like they did, but you got to give credit to Oklahoma State. They played great defense, and they're good on offense.
It makes
man.
You wonder, when you look at their team, they've got the most takeaways than any other defense in the nation.
Yeah.
They had 4 against Oklahoma, and yet they have the 107th defense in the nation. It's weird to see how
that
adds
crazy.
Up.
It really is. It's interesting. But, I mean.
I'll be honest. I think what hurt them a little bit in that game was Oklahoma laying in it, to be honest with you. Because it made them look like they didn't beat near the quality opponent.
Yeah.
To some people, it made them look like they dominated a good foe.
Yeah.
But to others, it was like, well, I mean, they beat Oklahoma. Look at Oklahoma. They look terrible.
I think, and a lot of it has to do, a lot of the, you know, the games, and we'll talk about this and the votes, but what shocked me was the amount of people in the coaching profession that wanted the rematch.
Yeah.
They had 17 second place votes.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the fact that Nick Saban voted Oak State 4 and Stanford 3? I don't see how you put Stanford 3 above Oklahoma State. I just don't see it. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying like.
So did Les Miles,
that,
though.
So, right. Les Miles put him 4 too. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Saban did that so he would help his. I'm not saying that. I mean, apparently that's what he thought. That was his opinion. Yeah. Which everyone's entitled to their own.
Yeah. And that's my thing, too. And I think. I think the SEC coaches, probably not Oklahoma State. But I don't think Oklahoma State got the help from the Big 12
that they needed. Yeah, I don't think they did either.
You know,
the SEC coaches, you know, they probably all voted 1 and 2.
Yeah,
they won. I mean,
and then
so
have
is that
you
double the BCS money? I don't know how that works exactly.
Yes, they both get
is
the
it?
Share.
Wow.
So that helps the SEC.
Yeah, tremendously.
You know, so everybody gets a share of that. So. Instead of splitting it all that money will go to the conference.
Yeah, wow.
The thing that blew my mind, and I've never really looked into it or what it is and how you do it and all this stuff, but have you seen the Harris Interactive poll?
I've looked at some of them.
Okay, it's like,
I want to know how
people who played, people who were ADs, people who don't watch football, like this 90-year-old guy from Iowa that used to be the athletic director. Had Oklahoma State like 9th, in front of behind Houston and Boise State. Like,
is this a joke?
I don't understand why that has anything to do with it, and I don't know if it does as much as it used to. But, geez, man, like, it's gonna be. It's interesting. It's played out. You know, we got a rematch. It is what it is. Some people don't want it. Some people like it. A lot of people in this state obviously like it. I mean. The red and the crimson and white ones do. Orange and blue, you know, they're definitely purple and gold, as they should be. We talked about that last night, and probably will mention this on the show.
It's curious, and you know, you got a lot of people begging for a playoff system. We're going to have some callers tonight that are going to talk about if they like it or don't, if they agree with Bama being 2, Oak State being 3, and if did the BCS get it wrong, did they get it right, should we keep the BCS, should we have a playoff system?
And I wrote that blog about the playoff system, and could talk about, you know, what that, you know, the regional standings and all that, but also what I would think, what they should do. Drop non-AQs, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, definitely.
We got a call here.
All right, we got our first caller now. This is Coach Matt Hancock here from the University of North Alabama. He's the assistant baseball coach, and he's going to talk to us about what he thinks. All right, Coach Hancock, good to have you on the show, sir.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
How you doing, Coach?
Thank you. Sitting here watching a little Monday Night Football.
There you go.
Not much of a game, is it?
Tell you what, it's a good thing they got rid of Del Rio. sure not helping them out much tonight.
The Jaguars' game plan has to be get the ball to Maurice Jones-Drew.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
That's the only play they have.
That's about as fun watching as just watching the paint dry. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Chargers are bad, too.
They should have put this one on Thursday night on NFL Network.
For sure.
Exactly.
For sure.
All right, so first question to you, Coach, is the BCS system, did it get it right this time? We'll just put it that way, with Bama number two and Oak State number three.
I think there's two sides to it. I mean, do I honestly feel that, you know, Alabama's the second best team in college football? Yes. But you're pretty much discrediting the rest of the country when you take the Big 12 champion and say you're not worthy of, you know, playing for a national championship game just because they lost one game. So I'm not going to say they got it, you know, technically right. But I do feel like the best two football teams in the country are going to be playing for the national championship come January 9th.
Okay. And I mean, again, and that's what a lot of people, I guess, if anyone, they're going to say, well, if that's what you can say, then it sounds, for the most part, that people should have gotten it right, because the national championship is about your two best teams playing.
Right. And you know, I think I don't really know the best way to go about things. I mean, I think unless they establish a true playoff system, and I don't know if we'll ever get to that point where they can say, okay, here's the exact amount of teams we have to have in the playoff system, and here are the you know, those amount of teams that are worthy of being in it. I don't know if they'll ever get it right, because any formula you come up with, there's still going to be controversy. There's still going to be teams that say, hey, we deserve to get in. I mean, look at the NCAA basketball tournament. I mean, before we know it, they're going to expand that thing to 300 teams a year.
Yeah, no kidding.
That are on the bubble. And they're going to say, hey, we should have been that, you know, 300 team that got in. And, you know, so there's always going to be a little controversy and some people with some arguments to get in. But, you know, I think what we're seeing this year would be a perfect example of having a plus one system mm-hmm. put in place. And, you know, I've seen, you know, I've looked at a couple of different models of it, of seeing, okay, you have LSU play Stanford, Alabama play Oklahoma State. Well, all right, well, you got the argument there of why should Stanford be playing for it if Oregon's your Pac-12 champion?
Mm-hmm. True, so, exactly.
So, you know, and then you got the people that are going to say, well, LSU's undefeated and everyone else has one loss, so why does LSU have to do anything? They ought to have a bye week.
Right, that's the question.
And that's, you know, then you go to the true, I guess, technical plus one would be Alabama plays Oklahoma State, the winner of that plays LSU. So, you know, I think any way you look at it is there's going to be controversy any way you go until you set a true playoff system, whether it be 8 teams or 16 teams, in my opinion, that have the right to, you know, scrap and claw their way out to a national championship.
If you do a playoff, do you think you have to take every conference champion?
If you're gonna have the automatic qualifier, yes. If you're not, then no. And then, you know, I think right now with the way the conferences are being realigned, with the power conferences, I think there's some huge deficiencies, you know, within those conferences and the champions that are gonna come out of it.
Definitely.
And I don't, you know, you're kind of walking a thin line there. Mm-hmm. You know, you go with the traditional view of it is, well, you won your conference, you deserve to play for something. But, you know, times have changed. And there's, to be quite honest, there's some bad conference champions out there this year.
Yeah,
and see, that was my biggest problem right now with the my, I guess, real big problem with the BCS is the fact that you've got West Virginia at number 23 playing in a BCS game. You know, Michigan at 13. And, you know, all these other teams that are in it, that Virginia Tech's at 11, and they're playing in it. To me, if you're going to do even the BCS now, if we're going to keep that system, I think we got to get rid of automatic qualifying team conferences, and we've got to just go to the top 10 teams, go to BCS bowls.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, what's the point of being in the top 10 in the BCS if it doesn't amount for anything?
Exactly.
Why have it? And I really feel like this year, and you know, I may be wrong. I can't. My memory. I'm getting old. And I'm starting to lose my memory a little bit. But, you know, I this year is probably. probably been one of the more skewed years in the BCS as it's been in quite some time, where there hasn't been, okay, here's your clear-cut one, and at least, you know, a pretty serious justification for who's number two, but not only over the national championship game, but for the rest of the bowls. And it's really, you know, it's because of the automatic qualifier situation, it's really kind of weakened the waters quite a bit, in my opinion, and I think we're probably going to see some pretty significant changes throughout the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, what, Arkansas plays who, Kansas State in the Cotton Bowl, is that correct? I mean, you've got higher-ranked teams in the playing in the Cotton Bowl than you do in in the game with West Virginia in the BCS Bowl. So, I mean, the Cotton Bowl is going to be a better game.
There's two bowl games. I don't have the list in front of me. I think it's the Cotton Bowl and then who South Carolina plays that I think are better bowl games than the Orange Bowl for sure.
Yeah.
The Orange and the Sugar Bowl. And that's not right.
You know, what it all comes down to, and the thing that's unfortunate about this whole thing, it's probably going to keep anything major from happening, is all conference tie-ins and sponsorships. And that's where the money is. So, you know, sponsorships can go, or these conferences can go to these sponsors and you know, get the money and say, okay, we'll send our champion to your bowl. And that's why we're kind of in the situation we're in. I mean, it's all about money. And we start talking about a playoff system. Okay, well, what are we going to do with all these bowls? Who's going to sponsor the playoff teams? Are you going to be able to get these sponsorships to spin off the, you know, the bowl games they've been sponsoring for years and years and years and say, okay, instead of the bowl game, we'll sponsor a playoff game? Because to get it on TV and to get the money, you know, generated for it, it's going to take the sponsorship. And that's, you know, that's kind of the unfortunate thing of the whole deal, and kind of puts us in the situation we are.
Yeah, no, alright, so your playoff system, you know, you had told us one night on Twitter that you're a big fan of the playoff system. You think it'd be great in Division One. And Parker had that blog about the playoff system if they use a D2 model. And you know, you told us, being a coach in Division Two athletics, that the D2 model is simply the regional point of the D2 football model in playoffs is for expenses, which obviously would not be a problem in Division One sports. So
right.
How would you, I guess, lay out briefly and somewhat the playoff system Division One?
I don't know if there's a perfect model for it. I mean, I think if you're going to be fair, if you want to try to eliminate it, you know, the least argument as possible, you maybe go to an 18 playoff system that, you know, takes 3 weeks to complete. You know, kind of like an Elite Eight in baseball, where you have your top, whoever finishes in the top eight in the BCS, doesn't matter what conference it is, no matter what what conference you won, top eight seeds play it out. No buys, nothing. You know, seeded 1 through 8, and go from there, and the top seeds host. And, the plus one model makes some sense, but like we said, there's still going to be some controversy to it. So, you know, you would eliminate your conference championship games and start, you know, the playoff system would have started last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to having an SEC championship and you know, the Big Ten championship game and all those kind of things, those are out the window. And the teams that don't make the top eight, well, they go play in the GoDaddy.com Bowl and the Music City Bowl and all those kind of things if they can still exist and have some interest to them. But it would look completely different than the Division II model just based on the fact that any Division II sport is all seeded within region. And you'd have to technically, what the Division II model wants is they want regional representation in their championship game throughout. So, you know, when you're talking football, they want to have a chance to have two teams from two completely different regions, you know, hooking horns in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the baseball model of it, it's the same deal. I mean, you know, we go to the regionals last year, and it was our fourth game before we played anyone from outside our own conference in the region.
Yeah, exactly.
And they lump them together to try to keep travel expenses down in the Division II model, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, soccer, anything. And it's, you know, is that right? I don't agree. But I think the Division I model, if you went to, you know, having eight teams, seats 1 through 8, it would give it a, you know, there'd be a lot of interest across the country. The only downside of that, I say, is the one neat thing about the BCS right now and all the flaws it has is it puts a lot of emphasis week to week.
Yes.
One loss is detrimental. And
definitely.
That creates the buzz every Saturday afternoon for all of us turn our TVs on and watch Sports Center and watch the games. And if you take that out, then you start looking at, okay, do the fans get so excited about the regular season games anymore? So there's, you know, there's pros and cons to both sides of it.
Right, no doubt, no doubt. All right, Coach, before we let you go tonight, we got to get our Heisman finalists were announced tonight in Robert Griffin III, Trent Richardson, Tyrann Mathieu, Monty Ball, and Andrew Luck. So who wins your Heisman just real quick and why?
You know, I got to be honest, and this is probably the unpopular answer amongst fans, and, you know, because of the situation with the failing the drug test, I got to go with the Honey Badger.
Yeah,
really?
You watch that son of a gun every Saturday, he comes up with a big play or two. I mean, if you watch LSU every Saturday, he has been the reason that he's a game changer. I mean, the guy gets his hands on the ball, he returns a punch for touchdown, he comes up with fumbles, forced fumbles. I mean, Robert Griffin, his stats are unbelievable. I think he's going to get a lot of votes. And I'm afraid to say that Andrew Luck may steal the deal just based on what he was supposed to do this year. And I haven't had the chance to see him play as probably as much as, you know, people on the West Coast have. But if it was up to me, he'd be the Honey Badger and took it home.
All right. Fair enough. Well, Coach, we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate your comments. And look forward to hearing from you again here soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right. Talk to you later.
See you. Alright, so surprised me with the Honey Badger pick.
I mean, he's probably the best player in the nation. He probably is.
I agree with
Coach a lot. Really everything he said, and I believe what he's saying. I wrote for a class today, how would you fix the BCS in one of my classes. And I don't think there's anything wrong with BCS, so to say, because why should I? But also, I think what you do is you have a bowl season.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say this year you'll let Orange, you take AQ out.
Okay.
No automatic qualifiers. Just rank BCS. Your 7-8 goes to, no, your 9-10 goes, yeah, no, your 7-8 goes to Fiesta Bowl. 5-6 go to your Orange Bowl.
Okay.
One place 4 in the Rose Bowl, 2 place 3 in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. The next week you have a national championship.
Okay.
Does that discredit you, LSU? Yeah. Why should LSU have to play again? You know? But right. I agree 100% with them. And if you do a playoff, how many teams are you going to put in?
Yeah.
Are you going to put if – and people want to say, well, the playoffs the answer, playoffs the answer. Well, what's going to happen when a 9-3 Texas team, let's say you let 16 teams in,
right,
or you let 8 teams in, and you have a 10-2 Texas team who gets bumped out by a 6-5 Northern Illinois because Northern Illinois won the MAC.
Yeah, can happen.
And Texas has the Longhorn Network, which is powered by ESPN. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
All hell will break loose.
Yeah, no doubt. And see, that's a big question to me is, even if you go to the playoff, you're still going to have problems with it. Because, again, how many teams do you put in? And, you know, he joked about the basketball playoff now in college and how they're expanding.
It's never enough.
And, you know, it's never – I mean, at some point in time, every team is going to get a participation ribbon, you know, for congratulations, you completed a season. And you know, I know we're not – we say that jokingly, but still, I mean, it's almost like that's where we're going in a sense because you're still going to have people left out. Automatic qualifiers, whether you go play off the BCS, they have to go. Have to go. There's no reason, no discredit to any West Virginia fans out there. You should not have a BCS bowl. There's no possible way that you should get in a BCS bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You edged out Cincinnati and Louisville to go to a BCS bowl game.
I agree.
Tennessee, the worst team in the SEC this year.
Beat Cincinnati.
Bad. I was there. They dominated that game. Tennessee against Cincinnati looked like a top 5 team. So that's the problem you run into. And then again, my only thing is, if you do that plus one, though, you're having a month to get ready for your quote-unquote playoff game, and then you've got a week to prepare for the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's kind of the good thing about now. We talk about Oklahoma State and what they would have done in a national championship game with LSU. Well, they have a month to prepare. So a lot of things could be different than a week to prepare. You know, just like Bama LSU, it's going to be a different game this time.
Yeah.
I fully believe that. It's not going to be no 9-6 game. There's going to be touchdown score. They got a month to scheme, a month to prepare, and they're two good coaches. They're going to be able to do that without question. So the question comes down to, you know, is there a fixable way? Probably not. Is someone always going to be upset?
Yes.
No doubt. You know, I think there's no way around that. But I don't know. I don't know what you do. I don't know if there's an answer. And again, we've talked about how we somewhat like the BCS because it does make every game count.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does. People sat on pins and needles Sunday at 7 o'clock to see who's going to be number two. But then again, with the automatic qualifiers, we've said BCS rankings don't count except for 1 and 2. Because to be number 4 in the BCS or 5 may mean nothing, really.
Yeah.
You know, in all honesty. So, I don't know. Now, my only argument, I'll get to this in a second. We got another caller coming in here. This is Wes from Greenhill, Alabama. Greenhill, Alabama. Wes, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us tonight.
How's it going, guys?
How you doing, Wes?
Doing good, brother.
Pretty good.
All right, buddy. Our first question to you somewhat is, the BCS came out last night, LSU 1, Bama 2, Oklahoma State 3. Did the BCS get it right in making Bama number 2?
I'm actually going to say yes and no. I'm going to say yes pretty much because I think Bama pretty much passes the odd test for most voters. I think when it comes down to it, the voters pretty much said, you know, we're going to throw out the resumes. Both had arguments on paper. But I think at the end of the day, they said, you know, we got Alabama, we have Oklahoma State, who's the better team? And I think, and most people think that Alabama is the better team.
Very true. And, you know, I thought about that a lot myself. You know, even after Oak State beat Oklahoma so big, it was, you know, you heard people talking after the game, LSU people joking around saying they said, we want Green Bay. And Chris Fowler was joking, saying they won't get Green Bay, they're going to get Bama. And that was before it was even announced.
Right.
He's declaring that it's going to happen. So I think it was almost one of those things where Oklahoma State, it wasn't going to matter what they did Saturday night. Bama was going to go.
I agree with that. I mean, like I go back to saying it's the eye test. I think myself and most other people believe Bama is a better team. But the reason I say no is because, you know, Oklahoma State, I think, still deserves a shot, and it should be settled on the field rather than on pencil and paper and computer.
True. Okay, so now, are you a fan of the BCS, or do you wish another system was in place? Some other type of system?
Once again, I'm going to say yes and no. I think
dodging the question, Wes.
No, I think ultimately we will keep the BCS, and I think we need some form of a system like this, but it shouldn't be determined just by the poll. I think what I would do would be either a 4, 6, or 8-team playoff based on the BCS rankings.
Okay. So you're talking about a playoff system based on BCS rankings. So
right.
No automatic qualifying conferences?
No, none whatsoever. I am totally against that.
Okay, which seems to be kind of the thoughts of everyone else here on Shoal Sports Talk. So no AQs. How many teams would you put in your playoff system if you had to throw one out there?
Well, I think the most logical would be 4, which would put pretty much on New Year's Eve, you'd have LSU and Stanford and Alabama and Oklahoma State. I mean, let's be honest, you wouldn't want to see that on New Year's Day.
Yeah,
no doubt.
And then another thing you could do is, I believe, a 16 playoff where you still pretty much reward the 1 and 2 with a bye, where now the 1 and 2 automatically qualify. So instead of them getting automatically qualifying for the national championship, they pretty much just get a bye and play it outright that way. And then, also, I've heard about a 8-team playoff, which I don't know how logical that would be, but it would be a lot of fun for fans like us alike.
No doubt. I mean, it would be enjoyable to watch. Now, we just had Coach Hancock here on the show right before you called in, and he said, you know, possibly the idea of having an 8-team playoff and the other teams still having maybe some bowls, some smaller bowls, you know, the Liberty Bowl, the Meineke Car Care Bowl,
right,
and things like that. But my only thought with that is, would those bowls get ratings knowing that there was a bigger, better 8-team playoff to come? You know, do you think those games would still get watched?
I think so, and I think so. They will. I think they would be because of the same reason they still get watched now. Even, I mean, ultimately, no game you know here within the next month is going to matter other than the matchup on January 9th. But I mean, it's college football, arguably the best sport you know in America and in the world. And I think wherever the contest is going to be, there's going to be viewers.
True, and I mean that's a good point. I mean, you got a lot of people out there that will watch. You know, let's see, let's pull one up. BYU and Tulsa on December 30th. And to throw back the first, Temple and Wyoming play December 17th, which is, what, next mm-hmm. Saturday?
Yeah.
Next Saturday in a bowl game. So, yeah, you're right. I agree with you there. You know, so, okay, my next question to you is, my thoughts on it were, Oklahoma State and Alabama, no matter where they fell, neither team really had a right to argue because they lost their right to argue when they lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, but is Oklahoma State, I guess, justified in getting a BCS bowl?
Could you repeat the question again? I didn't even hear what you said, Ben.
Is Oklahoma State, I guess, just justified in just getting a BCS bowl, or do they deserve more?
Like I said earlier, I think they deserve more. I don't think they're better than Alabama, but that doesn't mean they don't deserve a shot. And especially a team like Oklahoma State, yeah, they got, you know, some people will say they got snubbed, but at the end of the day, it's Oklahoma State. You know, you just got a huge BCS bowl berth, and they took a huge step as a program, in my opinion.
You know,
there's some people that's going to be, you know, not so happy, but, I mean, it could be a lot worse, and it has been a lot worse for that program here recently.
Oh, without question. I think there's no doubt. Now, let me ask you this. You say you think Bama is the better team overall. Why do you think so?
Well, I don't want to be one of those guys. You know I'm an Alabama fan. It may just be a biased opinion, but Bama is one of those teams, you know, because I am a fan, I've watched all games, and pretty much my argument would be just the eye test. I think their defense is better, obviously, and I think, you know, their offense would have a lot harder time doing to our defense what our offense would do to their defense, if that makes any sense at all.
I'm not going to lie to you. That entire statement just confused the mess out of me.
What I'm saying is, you know, Oklahoma State is known for that high-power offense.
Right.
What they're known for doing would be a lot harder than what we're known for doing, which would be containing their quarterback, you know, their just complete offensive scheme.
Okay. True. I would somewhat agree with that. Now I guess my other question would be, you know, that they've got the 107th defense in the nation, but they lead the nation in takeaways. Would they be able to get takeaways against an LSU or Alabama team, do you think?
Yeah, there's really there's no way to answer that unless we get to see it on the field, which, once again, I'll say I think we do deserve to see.
Okay. So, but see, my only thing is with McCarron and Jefferson, what have you, at quarterback. You know, I heard Scott Van Pelt say this a few weeks ago, that Alabama-LSU game, we saw a great game. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. If you do, you're just, you know, bitter.
You don't know football.
You're bitter, so to speak.
Right.
But it wasn't a boring game. It was an exciting game if you know football and love football. But
exactly.
One thing we did not see in that game was good quarterback play. You know, neither McCarron
right.
nor Lee or Jefferson really played well.
No, they didn't, but I think one reason they did is just because of the defensive play on the field. I mean, yeah, you can say, you know, both quarterbacks had bad games, or you could say both defenses had great games, which, I mean, in my eyes is a great game, and, you know, they made it very difficult for quarterback to make plays, and I think that's mostly due to defensive efforts.
All right. Wes, one last question we got to ask you here before we let you go. Let me ask this first. Overall, you've talked about kind of what you would like to see and things you have heard. Wes, you get to decide the system that we use. And you can't say yes or no on this one. You got yes and no on this one. You got to make a decision. What system do you put into place? Is it a plus one? Is it a particular amount of teams playoff? Do we just go ahead and stay with the current? What do you decide?
I'm going to go away from the plus one. I've never been a big fan of it. I think it would justify, you know, a national championship better than just the 1-2, and that'd be it. If I had to choose right now, it would be to keep the BCS bowls and use that as a rankings for 1 through 4, put 1 versus 4 and 2 versus 3 on New Year's Day, then a week later have the winners play it out, and that would be my system. It's pretty simple, but then again, it gives more teams a chance and more teams to play for it.
All right.
I agree, man.
That's what Parker just said. He said that right before you called in. That was kind of his thoughts on the matter. All right, right before we let you go, buddy, you got your Heisman finalists that have been announced. Robert Griffin III, Andrew Luck, Trent Richardson, Tyrann Mathieu, and Monty Ball. Who are you picking in the Heisman if you had a vote, and why?
If I've got a vote, you know me, I'm a huge Alabama fan, but my vote would be going towards Monty Ball.
Really now?
You look what the kid's done. He's got 1,759 yards rushing, which is 6.4 yards a carry. Trent Richardson's only got 6.0. And also another stat, he's got those yardage on 275 attempts. I don't know if you did the math or not, but that is a touchdown per every 8.5 touches.
Ooh,
that's pretty gross. No, I haven't done the math. That's impressive.
Stat. Crazy stat. 32 touchdowns on 275 attempts. And all-purpose. He's also got Richardson in all-purpose yards. One thing I think Richardson does have on Monty Ball is the defense he's got. I've actually got him right here. Trent Richardson is faced the number 2, number 9, number 10, number 19, and number 28 statistically defenses. And Monty Ball has faced the number 5, number 7, number 10, and 24. And both, let's see here, both of them played Penn State this year. Monty Ball had 156 yards on the ground. Trent Richardson had 111. Although I'm a huge Alabama fan, my bet would be going toward Monty Ball without a question.
All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate you calling in, man. And we look forward to hearing from you sometime again soon, brother.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Y'all take it easy.
Yeah, buddy.
Take care, Wes.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Monty Ball. Again, this is shocking,
dude,
man.
I'm telling you, that's one of those five people going because nobody knows.
That were in the front running for were Richardson and Robert Griffin.
Yeah.
To me, those are the two that it's like it's going to come down to them two. Even with Luck, you know, if you look at best career, Luck, no doubt.
Yeah.
But if you look at this year, he's not in it, and he's great. I think he's the number one draft pick, no doubt, and he will probably translate to a better NFL quarterback than maybe Robert Griffin, even though I think Robert Griffin will still be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to run that type of style in the pros, unless you're Cam Newton
mm-hmm.
or apparently Tim Tebow. You know, you can do – either one of those, they seem to do it pretty well. But I guess, yeah, Monty Ball, that's shocking. But, I mean, he's got good stats. You can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy in the next game, you know, in the bowl game, will probably pass Barry Sanders' all-time touchdown record. Granted, Barry did it in less games. But, nonetheless, I mean, that's impressive. He's got Oregon. Oregon doesn't have a good defense. He's going
to
score.
Yeah, and I look for them to win that game because of the way they play.
I don't know, man. I guess that kind of surprised me a little bit. Before we've gotten the Honey Badger and Ball so far. No Robert Griffin, no Trent Richardson, no Andrew Luck. So you fully agree with Wes's system, huh?
Yeah, I do.
All right. See, but the only problem with that is, again, LSU has to play another game. But now, do you take out conference championships and do that system? So that way you don't have LSU is the conference champion.
I don't know.
Sitting there having to play a game.
I don't know the answer to that.
That's the big question to me is, does that happen? I think it's safe to say that everyone, me, you, the callers, and I think many, many more out there, are fully agreeing with getting rid of automatic qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone sees that a joke. That is a joke. My question is, why doesn't the BCS system see that as a joke? You know, that's what I fully do not understand by any stretch of the imagination whatsoever. But, you know, then again, they don't ask me. They should, but they don't, you know.
Yeah, they were smart. They would ask
me. They were smart. They would ask me, and I would just tell them the answer, and then we'd just move on. We wouldn't be in this current situation. I tell them.
If they asked us when you wouldn't be sitting in my extra bedroom.
No, we would not.
Talking about what we thought, either.
No, no. All right, we got our last caller here. We've got Tyler from Oklahoma.
Uh-oh.
Here he is, Oklahoma Stater. Tyler, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Tyler?
Hey, Mickey, how y'all doing?
Doing great. Good.
Tyler, I've got to go ahead and tell you, since I've been riding the Oklahoma State train all year, I am currently sitting here recording this episode in my Oklahoma State Cowboys t-shirt. even though they didn't go to the BCS game, I felt I should do that service to you. Tyler is my Oklahoma State stat guy. For those who didn't know, all my stats throughout the year, this is the guy who's provided right here. So
yeah, I mean, not really that much of an argument because this is the first championship Oklahoma State's ever won, so that's pretty much a national championship for me. I'll take it.
Okay, so you seem to be content with the Big 12 championship. Let me ask you this. The BCS, you're an Oklahoma State fan. Did the BCS get it right with Alabama 2, Oak State 3?
Well, I mean, what happens if Trent Richardson doesn't win the Heisman? Are they going to do a rematch to see if he did? To see if he wins that? I mean, I don't understand why Vandy done petitioned to play in the East again. I mean, come on, if you came in your division, how are you going to play the big game? You had your shot and you lost. We got that. Regardless of who you lost to, you lost that game.
Okay, but what about the people who say that Oklahoma State lost to Iowa State, so that put them out?
That's fine. Hey, you will never hear Oklahoma State fan use that as an excuse either. That's a loss. We got it. Double overtime on the road. The field goal was good. I think she was pitcher.
Now that I would somewhat agree with. That if you look at the replay of that field goal, and no one talks about that, oddly enough, but if you look at the replay of that field goal, it looks awfully good.
Yep. So, I mean, now, and I'm not the guy, and like I said, I grew up a huge Tennessee fan. I've seen the ups and downs of both teams, and I'm not biased. But I am because at the same time, I'm new to Oklahoma after a veteran here, and I know what it's like to look at the SEC from outsider's point. Now, why does the SEC automatically get both bids to the championship game? That's like the Yankees sitting, both teams having the first string play offense, second string play defense. Yankees are going to win regardless. That's not fair.
Fair enough.
That's not fair. I mean, I don't know.
So do you think that you have to win your conference then in order to play in the national championship game?
If your conference, well, there's two things. Now, if your conference has one, then yeah, you should, because that dissects the best team or the best two teams in that conference from whatever region they have, and the best two teams will play for that game.
But is it the best two teams necessarily, or is it just the best team from each division?
No, that's a tricky one, but it only should count as if it's in that division. I mean, if you win your division out, you could be 0-3 in the East, and win out the West, and you can still go.
All right, so let me ask you this, though. Looking at conference champions, say you had something crazy happen this weekend and Georgia beat LSU and Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State. Well, then, if you had to win your conference to get in, you'd be looking at possibly an Oregon-Boise State national championship game?
Hey, scenarios are scenarios. If they win, they win. I mean, you see what I'm saying? I mean, that's why the big teams have to win. Now, and like I said, not only did Oklahoma State win the Big 12 Saturday night, they also beat the big brother they haven't beat in 8 years on the home turf for the big game. That was the big game. The last coach to beat Oklahoma as Oklahoma State coach was Les Miles. That's how long it's been.
So, which is why you were part of the brigade carrying the field goal post out of the stadium, right?
Man, I tell you what, I feel like I got jumped, man. I got bruises all over. I tell you what, this is the first BCS did Oklahoma State ever got. I'll take it.
All right, fair enough. So, if it's up to you now, you've got to fix the system, change the system. What changes would you make, or would you leave with the current BCS system that it is?
Well, I mean, I can't disagree with the system because I got my balls the first BCS. It's just effort. So 23-16 Florida State team to Arizona.
Oh yeah.
The Fiesta Bowl in 98. Well, guess where Oklahoma State's playing this year? The Fiesta Bowl. Let's go, baby.
The orange back in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes. We will go team on the Girls Price, bring the weed and the Blackman all out long. But no, the changes I see that need to be made, and this is for any little brother team that's trying to do big. You know, you got the Boises, which I don't like, the TCUs, which I don't like, but they're still winning. I think the way you got to do that is straight up. I mean, I don't know how stupid it is. I'm not good at math. But the way I do it, I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. None of that sounds simple because you got it. Oh, hey, you know, we can still be the same conference. I got that. But let it play out that way. And how much, you know, and how much weight needs to be on these voters? You got the Harris poll voters. Look at how are these guys eligible to vote?
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. It doesn't make any sense.
Now you're giving me a coach that coached for the Toledo. What Toledo? come on, man.
Yeah,
hey,
no, I completely agree with you there.
And these coaches, okay, and look at it. These coaches are still in whatever conference committee, right? Big 12, who's ever on the panel for Big 12 is going to vote for Big 12. Who's ever on SEC is going to vote for SEC because their paycheck is about to get better if they win.
Exactly.
So no matter what, the Harris poll is invalid. There's no difference in us. There's no difference in voting the Harris poll or you calling me in Vegas and I do a bet on whatever line you want. That's it. The Harris poll is garbage. Why not only use the computer poll? The computer poll is on paper, and that's Oklahoma State number 2.
All right, so you say not necessarily make a playoff system somewhat, but if you're going to use the BCS, only use the computers.
Yeah, because a playoff system is still – all right, look, a playoff system, now, yes, the number one team will get the reward of having the first week or whatever, but at the same time, the playoff system – is still going to get those lopsided matchups in the bowl games. Like let's see, last year, UConn versus Oklahoma. Are you serious? Or Alabama versus Mississippi State? Nobody wants to watch that. We want to see Alabama Wisconsin game, or you know, Oklahoma Southern Cal game. You know, like a good matchup that's going to bring people. Nobody cares about that. I mean, you got these games, the Liberty Bowl, Cincinnati versus Vandy. Come on. I mean, really? These goals need to be done, projected by the conferences, if they have that. If they don't have the teams they need to go out and get them. Just like the Big 12 went out and got West Virginia and TCU.
All right, so how do you feel about automatic qualifying conferences getting in, say, BCS bowls or anything like that?
No, that's bullcrap. Just teams put in work ethic every week against good opponents, SEC and Big 12. Week in and week out, play these bowl game top games every week. You're going to tell me that a K-State doesn't get in, like an Arkansas doesn't get in? The only two teams Arkansas have gotten beat by is Bama and LSU. Now, were those games close? No. Do I think Arkansas is a legitimate contender? No, but still, they still aren't as much as they have. That's not fair for them to go for Pitt and SMU to potentially have at-large and all these. The bowl system is turning into, hey, how much revenue can we get?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no doubt. All
right. Yeah, I mean, okay, well, Southern Cal, their people have a lot of money, right? Okay, well, hey, we want them to come play with us. Or, hey, you know, Jerry World, Arkansas, right? Well, where did Jerry go to school? Arkansas. So who plays there every year? Arkansas. That's not fair. I mean, that's not fun. Arkansas played in that stadium like twice this year.
Yeah.
Like, why do they have to be about money? Why can't you let it be about, hey, let's get these two teams that'll be awesome to play each other? Play each other. It shouldn't have to be any conference affiliation at all.
Fair enough. And we've all so far agreed on the fact that all automatic qualifiers have to go by the wayside without question. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about the Vandy game and Vandy-Cincinnati game, and no one wants to see that. So what would you say to someone who says, well, it's bowl season, everyone loves bowl season, they watch all the bowl games, whether it be Northwestern A&M, Georgia Tech, Utah, Iowa State, Rutgers. What would you say to someone who says, it's bowl season, it's competition, you're going to watch it anyway?
Oh, I will watch it anyway. But you can give me this bowl selection, take away all the bowls, just give me the teams. That's a normal Saturday. These games aren't any different than anything. I mean, I'm looking at Georgia Tech and Utah. Okay, Utah hasn't been a team since they had Urban Meyer. Get them off the map. See what I'm saying? Like Mississippi State, Wake Forest. Next. Iowa State, Rutgers. Next. BYU, Tulsa. Next. Nobody cares. I mean, this is the standard Saturday. home game or not, yeah, I watch football because I love the game. But it's not about, oh, hey, I need to watch the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl today, see who wins against Illinois and UCLA. I don't care.
Fair enough. I agree with that. I agree with you, the fact that people will, they're going to watch it because it's football. But, yeah, ultimately, if I've got something better to do during the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl against Illinois and UCLA, I'm not going to cancel my plans because that game's on.
Right.
So I agree with you there. I mean, I don't disagree. Let me ask you this, since we pulled up Vandy Cincinnati. All right, me and your Volunteers dominated Cincinnati early in the year. Is Vandy going to beat Cincinnati in the Liberty Bowl?
Man, I tell you what, this is like, well, let's see. I'm looking at 6-6 and 9-3, which Vandy's six losses are against, you know, SEC-caliber team. Cincinnati is against, you know, Spartan 2017. So it's just a flip-up on who has. Now, I think Vandy has seen better quality opponents, even though Cincinnati does have the W's in that column more than Vandy. I'll pick Cincy in that one.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I was just curious.
They are playing in Memphis. But ever since I've grown up, I didn't know Vandy had a home field advantage. So I'm just saying.
Now that's somewhat of a true statement there. So let me ask you this now. You know, you grew up a UT fan. Still are a UT fan, but, you know, you graduated from Oak State, so you do have some loyalties there. SEC Big 12, who is the better conference this year?
Now, all right, and this is where people get mad. And what people have to do is people have to get those golden blue sunglasses of the SEC off, and they have to look at it. All right, since I've lived everywhere, like Colorado, Oklahoma, Alabama, everywhere, Texas, Iraq, everywhere. I've been everywhere. All right, and I've seen different variations of people that have different sides. Now, the SEC, yes, they do have the past five championships. I got that. Hey, I wore those shirts growing up, too. I love SEC. This year alone, the Big 12 is better.
Okay, now why is that? Is that record-wise, or is that, you know, because a lot of people will make the argument that, well, the SECs have worse records because they play tougher competition week in and week out.
Tougher competition? I mean, I'm pretty sure Alabama almost get beat by Georgia Southern.
Well, that was close early. I think they blew them out later on.
Well, they do, but hey, I'm just saying, right now, Big 12, they do. I mean, Kansas State, they got in, they're playing SEC Arkansas. That would be a great, I'll tell you what, Arkansas, Kansas State is a good game, because that K-State quarterback's good, that Calvin or Colin Klein or Calvin Klein or whatever brand he is. He's pretty good. But he's good. Texas ain't good. I tell you right now, Texas Tech ain't good. A&M, I'm pretty glad they're losing. They just make the Big 12 look bad. But when you got Mizzou is okay. They were a whole lot projected to be better than what they were, which ain't that good. Baylor's okay. I didn't think. I mean, RG3 had three picks against Oklahoma State. You know, three picks, only three for like 80 yards. So I mean, I don't really see how he's a backer. But I do think that the caliber, hey, you got Oklahoma, which is I hate Oklahoma, but they are a powerhouse. You know, they are a college football name. Oklahoma State, which in the last 3 years has been put on the map a little bit, trying to get there. But we've now seen that if you try to CBS enough, you will get what you want. So now we know we have to get Vern Lundquist on our side.
y'all don't want Vern Lundquist on your side.
But hey, it's all about politics. But I think this year, when you lay it out, a 6-16 is not a winning season. That 0-0, which, you know, you see what I'm saying? Like having, we have teams like that. Yeah, they might have got bowl games, but who did they beat, or who did they play? What out of conference teams did they play? So.
Well, I'll be honest. I'll agree with you that I think this year, all in all, the Big 12, I do feel it's stronger. Simply, I mean, you got your three teams. I mean, at one point in time, you had LSU 1, Bama 2, and Arkansas 3. And there's no question that those three teams were really good. But outside of those three teams, you haven't had much in the SEC this year. You know, the East is
very weak. Right, exactly. And I completely agree. Now, over time, yes. All right, hey, the SEC East is good. You know, you always got to watch out for Georgia. You usually got to, or you just have to watch out for Tennessee and South Carolina year in and year out. Florida's no doubt. This year, I'm talking this year. Coaching change, quarterbacks hurt, you know, personnel are out, wide receivers are gone all year. That hurts. Now, regardless if you're winning or not, now do you think those teams can go out and beat somebody? But it's the work ethic all year, just this year. It's not last year. It's not, well, hey, we got good recruits coming. It's this year right now. I think Big 12 is better.
All right. Now, let me ask you this real quick before you go, buddy. We've got the Heisman finalists have come down with Robert Griffin III, Andrew Luck,
Moneyball.
Tyrann Mathieu, Moneyball, and Trent Richardson. You got Moneyball?
Now, I'll tell you what. Now, all year long, the past 9 weeks, probably I've been voting Trent Richardson. I really have. I like Trent. But I'm looking. Hey, I'm telling you, man, I'm looking. And, yeah, I got, hey, you know, he got 20 TDs this year. Moneyball got 32. That don't matter. If you want somebody to score, you can't get them on the goal line, push them. But I'm looking at yards, right? I'm looking at yards. Trent Richardson, 37 yards against Kent State. 37 yards against the hard, and that's the easiest team they played. The hardest team Alabama played, LSU, he got 89. All right, now this is the only year I've ever seen where a player is up for the Heisman Trophy, the team is up for the National Championship Trophy, for who they lost to and what they didn't produce in. Trent Richardson did 23 carries for 89 yards. That is your Heisman contender against the best team. That's what you want to see. You can't argue, oh, he ain't played nobody. Well, okay, let's go to the team he has played and let's check it out. 89 yards. Tennessee, 77.
Yeah, the Vols had him to the fewest amount of yards all year.
Say again?
I said Tennessee held him to the fewest amount of yards all year. I don't know how. No, we did.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, I'm telling you, when you're out there on the field, the rankings don't matter. You're going to go out there and play ball, and whoever wants it's going to get it. But I'm just saying, in the overall ethic, and I look at Moneyball, oh, let's see, Nebraska, 151 yards. And I got Trent Richardson blowing out. I got that. You know, Nebraska, 151 yards. Their easiest team. UNLV only got 63. So I got that. Michigan State, the last game they played to win it all, 137. Penn State, 156. And Ohio State, 85. So the work ethic's there, but I think Monty Ball, Trent Richardson will win it. Trent Richardson will win it because he's on ESPN, and that's how it works. I mean, whoever gets FaceTime's going to vote. But I would like to see Monty Ball get it. Why not? I mean, if people see that, hey, you know, he is the best player, then he should get the votes. I voted for him all year. But Monty Ball should get a chance. I don't see why not. 32 touchdowns? That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
no matter who you're playing, 32 touchdowns or something.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. That's tough to do no matter who you play. Yep. All right, Tyler. Well, we appreciate you calling in tonight, buddy. We appreciate your comments, and we look forward to hearing from you again soon, man.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Oklahoma State's on January 2nd. The whole team is going to the national championship, and we're going to stand on the sideline to see if we get a reach out also.
All right, buddy.
All right, y'all be good. See you, man.
See you, buddy. All right, so there's your Oklahoma State Cowboy weighing in his opinion.
I'm glad I don't live in Oklahoma. All
right, so.
He made some good points, and I agree with him on some things. I'm just going to throw these records out here.
All right.
Okay. Oklahoma State, 11-1.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas State, 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor, 9-3. Oklahoma, 9-3. Missouri, 7-5. Texas, 7-5. A&M, 6-6. Tech, 6-6. Iowa State, 6-6. And he said 6-6 wins shouldn't matter. What about 6-6 losses? I don't want to be that guy. Texas Tech 5-7, Kansas 2-10. So we'll give you these: LSU 13-0, Alabama 11-1, Arkansas 10-2, Georgia 10-3, South Carolina 10-2, and then yes, Florida 6-6, Vandy 6-6, Vandy 5-6, Kentucky 5-7, Tennessee 5-7.
Don't say it.
Auburn 7-5, State 6-6, Ole Miss 2-10. So I don't see how you could take those records and say.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you make a good point. You know, you make a good point. Whew. Man, Tennessee fans, we're glad we're not Ole Miss, baby.
Yeah, just hired Mr. Freeze.
Mississippi continues to be everyone's glad we're not there.
the title of our show.
Yeah.
Glad, thank you for not being Mississippi.
All right, before we go, man, we'll have to wrap this up. All right, you got, who we got? Oregon, Wisconsin, Rose Bowl.
Okay.
Who wins it?
Wisconsin.
All right.
They can pound the rock. Yeah.
Okay. Oklahoma State, Stanford, Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Who wins it? Gotta think.
Oh, man.
Luck, Blackman, and Whedon.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Yeah. Okay. All right. All-State Sugar Bowl, Michigan, Virginia Tech. Who wins it?
Michigan.
Okay, I agree.
Shoelaces.
I agree. Discover Orange Bowl, the winner here. Clemson, Virginia Tech. Who wins it?
That's West Virginia, Clemson, right?
I mean, yes. I'm sorry. Clemson West
Clemson
Virginia.
Wins.
All right. Clemson wins that one. Yeah, I agree with that, too. Skipping down to the All-State BCS National Championship game.
Oh.
Alabama, Louisiana State. Now, this is December 5th, so we'll make more predictions from there. December 5th, right now, Alabama, Louisiana State. Who wins it?
LSU.
LSU wins, huh?
Reverse psychology.
Oh, okay. Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. I'm going to talk LSU up for the next month and a half.
There you go. They're awesome. We don't stand a chance.
So who you got for Heisman Saturday?
Saturday, I'm sticking with Robert Griffin.
Me too. I think he's the best player. I think I said on Twitter today, and I think if you look at the argument of what does this team do without you?
Yeah.
We saw what LSU did without Tyrann Mathieu. They were pretty damn good.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and they beat an Auburn team, and I know Auburn's not this and not that, but they beat Auburn in a very dominant defense without him. And I think if you take Griffin away from Baylor, I don't think they sure as heck don't win 9 games.
Yeah.
You know. And I think Baylor's the, because you don't, because you know, Tyrann Mathieu, you talk about their defense. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about Jordan Jefferson, you talk about them. When you think of Alabama, you think of Trent Richardson in that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Monty Ball, Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. You know,
when you think of Stanford, you think of Andrew Luck and nobody else.
True.
And when you think of Baylor, you think of Robert Griffin. Okay. I can't even tell you anybody else.
Wright is that receiver he always does, too. I know that much. I don't know his first name.
Exactly. And I can't tell you anybody that plays at Stanford.
Yeah.
They're
tight ends, but I don't know their
names.
Yeah,
so it's got to – I think it's got to be Griffin. I think he's been the best player. I think he's the most outstanding player. I think he means the most to his team. You know, Trent Richardson wins it, that's great. Roll Tide. But if he doesn't, and Griffin wins over him, they're all 5 deserving. They wouldn't be there through.
Yeah, I agree. Now, what do you think about the fact that Barkley got left out? Does that surprise you?
Yes.
Who should he have gone for?
Well, he shouldn't have. Ball should be there. Monty Ball certainly deserves to be there, but nobody talked about it.
True.
When I got
one talked about him until Saturday.
And when then today you get the Heisman list, Monty Ball's going to be there. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, whoa,
that's
didn't expect
me.
That, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. It's surprising.
You know, and that's tough luck for Barkley. It's wide open. The best player in the nation, hands down, Tyrann Mathieu.
Overall game changer, yeah.
But I don't think he's the Heisman Trophy winner.
Lane Kiffin, man. The gift that keeps on giving. He's too small to play at Tennessee is what he told him. Thanks a lot, Lane. That's what I heard someone tell Matt Barkley on Twitter. It's okay, Matt Barkley. We all hate Lane Kiffin, too.
Alshon Jaffrey's pumping gas.
Yeah, something like him and Marcus Lattimore.
Oh, man.
All right, real quick, my bowls. Oregon, Wisconsin, and the Rose Bowl. I'm going Wisconsin. Fiesta Bowl, I'm going Oak State over Stanford. Sugar Bowl, Michigan over Vitek. Orange Bowl, Clemson over West Virginia. And the National Championship, it's tough.
You don't want to say it.
It's hard. See, part of me thinks Bama, but then part of me does look at the body of work that LSU's done.
You picked Bama last time.
Yeah, I did. You know what I say? I say LSU wins because they win the battle of special teams.
It's the same game.
Yep. They win the battle. And I'm not talking about field goals, but Matthew's a game changer. And granted, they may never punt on the ball, but regardless, he's a game changer, and they win the battle of special teams, and LSU wins. I'll say that. All right, folks. We enjoyed That's our it. Callers. We had a great time tonight.
Y'all have great holidays if we don't.
Oh,
get to,
yeah,
if
definitely.
We don't get to go in.
We look forward to, you know, talking about this as bowl season continues. It's about to be that fun time of year with bowl season. Get your pick 'em sheets out, get your confidence points, and have some fun.
For sure.
Everyone have a great week, and we will talk to you next time.
Take care.
Word to your mother.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves.